Psalm 34. Of David. When he made a change in his behavior before Abimelech, who sent him away, and he went. I will be blessing the Lord at all times, his praise will be ever in my mouth. My soul will say great things of the Lord, the poor in spirit will have knowledge of it and be glad. O give praise to the Lord with me, let us be witnesses together of his great name. I was searching for the Lord, and he gave ear to my voice, and made me free from all my fears. Let your eyes be turned to him and you will have light, and your faces will not be shamed. This poor man's cry came before the Lord, and he gave him salvation from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord is ever watching over those who have fear of him, to keep them safe. By experience you will see that the Lord is good, happy is the man who has faith in him. Keep yourselves in the fear of the Lord, all you his saints, for those who do so will have no need of anything. The young lions are in need and have no food, but those who are looking to the Lord will have every good thing. Come, children, give attention to me. I will be your teacher in the fear of the Lord. What man has a love of life, and a desire that his days may be increased so that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from words of deceit. Be turned from evil, and do good, make a search for peace, desiring it with all your heart. The eyes of the Lord are on the upright, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to take away the memory of them from the earth. The cry of the upright comes before the Lord, and he takes them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted, he is the savior of those whose spirits are crushed down. Great are the troubles of the upright, but the Lord takes him safely out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil will put an end to the sinner, and those who are haters of righteousness will come to destruction. The Lord will be the savior of the souls of his servants, and no one who has faith in him will be put to shame.